In Ajit's place, we have the product management supervisor from Ariaga, Mr. Andy Gottlieb.
So, Andy, if you want to introduce yourself, say a few words, feel free.
Andy Gottlieb. Andy.
Thanks. As I was telling someone before, I sometimes get accused of being looking like Bill Gates, but never like my boss, Ajit. So I'm Andy Gottlieb. I'm the Vice President of Product Management at Ariaga. I've been a networking guy most of my career, enterprise networking and now wide area networking for enterprise and application developer uses. So I'm going to talk about lowering latency. Melody's actually provided a great intro for this. I'm going to start in reverse from Melody. I'll talk a little bit about Ariaga near the end. But you know, at the top level, topic lowering latency. Well, gee, you know, light only travels so fast, right? 186,000 miles per second. I went and did my recalculation so I remember it. This means that if you actually ran a perfect wire in a vacuum from, San Francisco to New York, it would take you about 17 milliseconds to do that. That's literally the outer limit of a user in San Francisco accessing an application in New York. Now, in practice, and I'm talking one-way time, which would mean a round trip of about 34 milliseconds. So in practice, you'll see coast-to-coast in the United States, best-case latencies are about 30 milliseconds one-way, so 60 milliseconds round trip. And the point is, the farther you are away from a resource, the longer the latency. And so latency is just a measure of the time delay experienced by a system. That said, in practice, a show of hands, I expect everyone's hand to go up. How many people are supporting applications that are not TCP/IP based? It's actually one, so maybe IBM has today. But I mean, the point is, applications are not, you know, written for test tubes. They're written for networks, or actually, they're not written for networks, and they run on top of networks. And packet-based networks, latency is a big factor, but dollars to donuts, the biggest factor in many, many applications isn't just packet loss based on, isn't just latency based on distance, but it's the latency and the packet loss caused by network congestion. Too many people trying to use the same resource. Now, on mobile networks, you get this added factor. You get packet loss just based on interference from what's going on the planet. But even on a wired network, the core of the network that Melody talked about, when you have congestion, you get packet loss. And in practice, you'll see on the wired network almost all the time, and on mobile networks frequently, it's packet loss that you have to be able to minimize and react to if you're going to have if you're going to successfully tackle application performance issues. And so having said these are the biggest issues for application performance on IP networks, it's a bigger issue on mobile precisely because because the latency is so much greater on a mobile network than on a wired network. So addressing latency for IP applications and addressing packet loss and the impact of that, that's fundamentally what Ariaga does. So we've built a network with software at globally distributed points of presence connected by a private network as opposed to going over the public internet. We'll get back to that more in a minute in terms of what you want to do about lowering latency for multiple functions. So whether this is enterprises communicating between their branch locations, talking to data centers, talking to a cloud service, not just Amazon Web Services, but any cloud service that you want to have, or remote users trying to go SSL VPN back into their corporate headquarters. We're not a hardware vendor. We're a service vendor. We sell as a service. We compete with folks like Riverbed for most of our business, with folks like Akamai for a portion of our business. And by having this private network, by having globally distributed POPs, you know, borrowing from the content delivery network world, the world, you know, that where Akamai is king now and where Ajit, my boss, came from, he built a company, Spadera Networks, before selling it to Akamai. By taking these concepts and leveraging them for enterprise networks, it's sort of ideally suited to accelerating cloud-based applications, mobile or wired. So key number one is having globally distributed points of presence. And this is important not just for putting content close to users, right? If you have a web application, people learned about static caching ages ago. It's great. If you've got static objects and you can distribute them close to your user, you will reduce the latency. It's one of the few times you can literally reduce the latency because it doesn't have to come all the way back to your origin server. Short of that, unless you want to distribute your application to every region worldwide, which is prohibitively expensive to manage, and it's almost never practical to go and develop applications that way. So if you're going to centralize your applications in one data center or maybe one per continent, then it's not just, caching is great, but it's not enough. The advantage of this globally distributed network is not merely to cache. That's sort of, you know, I'd probably put it fourth or fifth in terms of benefits. But it does two things. It allows us to minimize the loss across the middle of the network. You know, Melly referred to the network-to-network connectivity. Because we can leverage a private network between these points of presence rather than, you know, finding the path of least resistance across the public internet. Anyone who's, you know, expert in public internet will tell you the internet works pretty well most of the time. But pretty well is not good enough for most enterprise applications, and most of the times not good enough for anyone. So when you're left to the devices of how the internet works with, you know, BGP routing protocols and the like, most of the time you'll get good performance and some of the time you won't, and that's just across the core. So the first advantage of this kind of setup is you can have a very low loss, predictable, stable latency network worldwide. The second advantage of this kind of system is that you can minimize the impact of loss when it does occur on the first and last mile. So by having a multi-segment architecture for TCP applications, then not only do we minimize the loss in the middle mile, but when loss does happen at the edge, you can react to it much more quickly. And this is the key to getting better application performance. You know, if you ever go click on a web page and it hangs and you have to redo it, it's, you know, odds are it's because there's been a lost packet somewhere and TCP's slow start, et cetera, kicks in, and it takes a really long time before it can start back up. By having a distributed architecture, you can react to that loss much more quickly, minimizing the performance impact and making it more predictable. So this is fairly important for wired applications. But with mobile, where you get a whole lot more packet loss, as I mentioned, not just from congestion at the first mile, but even from, you know, weather and interference there, then the ability to react quickly is critical to providing better application performance and especially consistent application performance. One of the side benefits of this architecture is that TCP connection setup time is drastically reduced. This is sort of the startup of a TCP session equivalent of static caching. Because you have a globally distributed network, when a TCP session starts up, rather than have to go all the way to the origin server and back, you can do it just at the local point of presence. And depending on the location of the user and the application and the POP, you can save anywhere from 10 times to, you know, in some cases we have customers where it's 35 times the reduction in latency setup. Now again, if you're doing a large data transfer, frankly, this doesn't matter at all. If you're doing an interactive application with lots of TCP starting and going, then you want persistent connections. If you're doing a web application, sure. And that helps, and we do that, and there's lots of other people who do this too. But for any other TCP connection, the ability not to have to go all the way back to the origin server every time you start up a session can have a pretty drastic performance impact for interactive applications, you know, things like remote desktop. So we started our business, we deliver this technology called WAN Optimization as a Service, delivering the same technology you can get from companies like Riverbed, to a lesser extent Cisco has it, in a no capex, pay-as-you-go monthly service, where you don't have to manage it yourself, we do the management for you. To the extent that you have remote users coming in on SSL VPNs or web applications or, you know, file transfers you offer for partners, then this is where we do something fairly similar to what, if you're familiar with one part of Akamai's business, they do the same thing. By having an application delivery network, however, above beyond what a traditional content delivery network does, you can speed the performance not just of static content, not just of very large videos that you're trying to distribute, but actually dynamic interactive applications. And again, you leverage the same private core and these globally distributed POPs to now not just between enterprise locations, but for any of your users worldwide or on the mobile web. So multiple capabilities here. I won't try to go through each of them in turn, but fundamentally, they'll either lower latency. I've talked to a couple of these, you know, the private network core that gives you lower predictable latency between locations and static caching of content at the edge, but also addressing the impact of congestion. So I mentioned the multi-segment TCP optimization. Having persistent connections is sort of the next level up of that TCP connection setup I talked about. Not only does the connection happen quickly, but you don't have to set up and tear down a session each time you go. So I've talked mostly about mobile. The one nice case study I have for you that kind of intersects between mobile and big data is one of our bigger customers. They're a relatively small company, but a fairly large user of the Arriaca network, a company called InMobi. They do technology for advertising on mobile networks. And so they, you know, they happen to be located near a few of our POPs, which is particularly beneficial. But we've done things like reduce the data transfer time for the large data set they're sending between their locations for doing this advertising network by 90 times through the combination of our private network and our data deduplication technology. So as Nelly said, we'll have some time for questions at the end, and thanks for listening.